January 30th, 2017. Missed call. So, I wrote a script for myself for a phone call I was going to make to my governor's office concerning the executive order banning immigrants, refugees, and green card holders from 7 majority Muslim countries. When I went to look at my friend's original Facebook post with the office's phone number, I found a comment linking to the governor's statement on the matter. He sidestepped, saying the issue is a federal matter. I didn't make the phone call. I literally just wrote my script and just read it was too late. Anyways, here's what I wrote. Hello. I'd like to give my comment to the governor concerning the executive order banning the immigration of refugees and green card holders. I believe the ban is unconstitutional, immoral, and wrong. I'm quite against it. I believe our nation is made better by immigrants and refugees, and the president has made a grave and illegal mistake. Frankly, it shocks and scares me that he would deny re-entry for green card holders. They are legal residents who have built their lives in this country. It also angers me that he would deny immigrants and refugees with visas. These people went through long processes to even earn their visa to come to this country. For refugees, the average is 2 years of vetting. This, coupled with the time spent running away from the conflict in their original homes, is a trial much more thorough than most people experience running for elections. These people have applied, answered many questions, waited their turn, and are finally able to breathe sighs of relief, only to be turned away at the very last moment. It's cruel. It's not how I want my country to be. Also, as it concerns the governor, I see this moment as an opportunity for him to try to persuade many of his constituents that didn't vote for him that he is worthy of another look. Since he's in a majority liberal state, his opposition to the ban could show moderation. I've heard some heartening things about his policy proposals lately, ethics reforms and fixing the state's gerrymandering problem. If he is able to push those policies forward while also standing up to the president, I suspect that would convince those of us who doubt his leadership that he may be different than we previously imagined. Thank you for your time and listening to me on this subject. Have a good day.